Blog Talk Radio.
Into home, Helen R. Ministry of Empowerment. Welcome home. Truly today is the day that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I hear the scripture saying, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us, yes, you, let us exalt that wonderful name of Jesus together. Truly, I am so excited that you joined me on today, and I know without a shadow of a doubt that you're going to be tremendously, yes, tremendously blessed on today. And so just I welcome you to come right on in and make yourself right at home as we have and continuing our Oktoberfest. I know you're going to be blessed. I have a special guest here that is going to bless you beyond measure. I have the wonderful Angela Hunt that is here with me on today, all the way from Spokane, Washington. I'm going to read you a little bit about this great woman of God, and then we're going to bring her right on. Angela Hunt brings a contemporary gospel, a rich mixture of soulful sounds, and expresses spirituality. This song singer and songwriter speaks of eternal hope through all seasons of life. Angela currently leads praise and worship music at the New Hope Christian Center in Spokane, Washington. She teaches choir and continues to perform and write music. Although she is known for singing a variety of styles, gospel music is the closest to her heart. Her album, Prayer and Offering, is a live studio recording featuring voice and piano by Angela. It includes original songs that express an ongoing conversation with our Creator. Words of praise and pleadings are paired with melodies to express real life with Christ. Also, she has also another project that she's done too. This was done back in 2005 called Rescue. And in this particular contemporary gospel album, Rescue, Angela performs a mix of her original gospel songs with other inspirational favorites. This collection of soulful gospel has real-life meaning and lyrics that will uplift your spirit. Angela expresses through her songs the desire to bring people hope and joy in all seasons of life, written for God and for the people who need him. Truly, it is an honor and a privilege on this wonderful day to introduce to some and to present to other this great woman of God, this singer and songwriter, none other than Angela Hunt. Welcome aboard, Angela.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
Yes. Well, it is indeed an honor and a privilege to have you on our show today, Helen R. Ministry of Empowerment, and I'm just so excited. I had an opportunity to personally meet you last month there in Spokane, Washington, at a wonderful anniversary of New Destiny there with Pastor and Lady Norris in Spokane, Washington, and you was able to perform on that Friday night, and I was just tremendously blessed by Amen. The wonderful performance that you had rendered unto the Lord and blessed the people of God by ushering us into the presence of God. And from your singing, I knew that you has had an intimate relationship with the Lord our God because you truly brought us into his presence. I would like for you just to share with me, if you don't mind, your inspiration. How long have you been playing the piano?
Well, you know, I grew up just admiring my mom. Of course, my dad is a pastor. So I grew up in the church, and my mother just really worked with all of my siblings and I, and she was a piano player, a singer, and a teacher, and so I think she was probably my first inspiration that I looked up to, and, you know, started taking piano when I was very young, probably second grade, and the piano just enabled me to, even before I knew what I was doing, really just make up, you know, songs when I was just a little girl and sing along with them. I always loved singing. But just, you know, when you have Christ in your heart, just from a young age, just being blessed to be raised in such a wonderful family, really, you know, whatever's in your heart just comes out. And so the music, you know, that I love the most is just what's really sustained me. And that, of course, is Jesus Christ. And so, I just started young and just, you know, went from there.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I have been, you blessed me with a copy of Prayer and Offering, and I tell you, it's really just, I love it. I actually able to get into the presence of the Lord and just almost like just soaking in his presence and just allowing just the words from the songs and just to flow over my soul. You have beautiful 12 tracks here, and My Reason, This I Know, and Vision of Heaven. Now, that one really just leaped out at my spirit, and Transform, and Hope of Glory, and Constant Devotion, No Treasure Like a Soul, I'll Trust. And it just goes on and things of the beautiful songs that you have. Which one out of this particular project really just said, wow, Lord, when you was in the presence with God, could you just... Which one of the songs that you've written here off of this particular project, Prayers and Offering, which one is the one that kind of like really gripped your heart?
Well, I would say, you know, it's hard to say right away, but I would two come to mind. One in which I feel like heaven, you know, closer to heaven when I sing it, and that is No Treasure Like a Soul. Because, you know, all of heaven is rejoicing when somebody comes to know the Lord. And just to really picture heaven and to know, you know, that is the greatest reality is what's going on in the unseen. And to really just let that be a motivation for us and to really feel the heart of God, which I know as a Christian, I really do feel called to other Christians, in a sense, just to help strengthen and to help minister to the body of Christ. And I pray for my heart for the lost as well. But I heard a minister just say, there's no treasure like a soul. You know, and it just hit me that there, you know, there is nothing greater. I mean, we can pray for healing. We can pray for miracles. We can see... God do so many wonderful, amazing things. But when a person's will says yes to God's will, that is amazing. Because that is the one thing that God limits himself in. He will not go so far as to manipulate our will. And so when somebody finally surrenders and says yes to God, there's just nothing greater. And to know that that's eternal and forever. And so that song is just really... all about what's happening in heaven and how wonderful that is. And so I love that. I love My Reason. That is just, you know, and we're inspired. When I write music, I'm inspired by, you know, situations, and they can be personal or they can be a situation in a friend's life and or sometimes a combination of the two. But that just speaks to, you know, how far God will go to speak to us personally, to tell us that we have a destiny and a purpose. And, you know, even more than, obviously, he died, he rose again, he wrote out his word. But even when somebody's coming to know him, or even us when we're just walking in this life for Christ, God will speak to us in so many intimate ways. And, you know, whatever it is if it's a dream. Yeah. If it's a vision, if it's through somebody else, if it's through nature, whatever it is, he will get to us to tell us the words that we need to hear to just walk in what we're called to do and be. And that's what My Reason is. And it's a message of hope, because you know, nobody should say that I don't know why I'm here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No one should wonder what their purpose is and why they are alive. And so that is just really hope for them to let them know, you know, they do have a reason. They do have a purpose.
Wow. And that's so profound, Angela, both of those two songs that you shared with us and things. One of the ones that you said that really, while you were speaking, it really gripped my heart too as well. You said, I pray for my heart for a soul. Wow. That is just profound. And because you know that that is the heart of Jesus, our Lord. And things. His heart is for the souls. And I think that if we can always stay focused there, no matter what in our life and no matter what test or trial come our way, if we keep that prayer, which is so profound, a prayer for the hearts for souls,
yes,
is the heart of our God.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
Yes. And I'm just so caught up in that just that thought right there is just just profound. No treasure. And the song, the track is number 7 on your project, Prayer and Offering. And it said, no treasure like a soul. I remember in church when I first got saved, gave my life to the Lord, that when a soul came to the Lord, and the church was called Lively Stone Church of God, and that was in St. Louis, Missouri, and that was very lively, and it was lively. We lived up to our name of Lively Stone. And I tell you, Angela, when a soul came to Christ, we recognized that scripture said, all heaven rejoice and things over that one soul. And we would literally stop and rejoice just like heaven for that soul.
Yes.
And I believe as a church, I believe that we should go back to just to that and things and refocus our focus on what really matters to Jesus, what God's heart, his heart is for the souls and things.
Well,
so that really just touched my heart there. And then you also said the other song that was really close to your heart and just stands out from this particular project is that we have a destiny and a purpose and always having that message of hope. And so I could just see the from that transformation of the soul being that treasure, then also going on sharing with them that you have a hope, you have a destiny, and you have a purpose. Wow, that's profound.
And
well,
please. Yeah, I was just going to say on that, no treasure like a soul, on the chorus.
Yeah.
He says, hallelujah. Hallelujah, God is good, and he saves the souls of men. And, you know, just the anthem of God is good, and he saves the souls of men, because so many, you know, in our world just give God, I want to say, a bad rap. It credit him with every tragedy, every disease, every death. They'll you know, why did God let that happen? And the truth is that God is so good and so merciful. He did the greatest thing that could ever been done that involved it involved suffering. It involved pain. You know, and so he is good, and he has done so much more. And I mean, you know, his Holy Spirit lives in us. He's given us every spiritual blessing. He's given us eternal life.
Yes.
But you know, even if all he did was die on the cross, that was everything. You know, and the Bible says if you know, if Jesus did that, you know, won't he give us everything else?
Right.
And so I just love, you know, the message of he is good. No matter what trial, no matter what pain anybody is going through, is that if we just hold on to the assurance that God is good, we have so much evidence he is good and merciful, then we will never pull away from him. Because I think people pull away because they doubt God's goodness. And, he can be trusted. He can be trusted, and he is good. And that's another part of that song that I just is attached to that. He saves the souls of men, and it defines his character.
Yes, and I when you said that, Angela, I thought of a scripture that resonated in my heart that God has been so graciously been putting it back down in my spirit, and even when preaching and teaching and things, he said, the scripture states, godly contentment is great gain. Mm-hmm. And being content, it's not that we're settling, it's just that we're content to the fact that we have come to a place of trusting God.
Yes.
That whatever the outcome would be, he already knew what the outcome was going to be. We're going to do everything that in our power to do what we need to do, but the ultimate outcome is going to be rested in the hand of God and things.
Yes.
Because he's the sovereign one. He's the one who created us. He's the one that have all power in his hand.
Amen.
And he's the one that can do all things but fail. And just knowing that, that he is the one that has our eternal destiny in his hand,
yes,
especially through our choices that we have chosen him as our personal Savior and our Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And just being content and still yet being godly in mm-hmm. that place is great gain, is great gain. So that we won't get mad at God when things doesn't
right.
turn out the way that it looked like. That we
yes.
won't accuse him or walk away from him
right.
and things or become perplexed because he did, again, told us that all things work together
yes.
for the good to them that love him.
Amen.
And knowing and standing in that blessed place that I don't see good now, but it, whatever
right.
is working good is going to come out of this.
Amen. Yeah,
yes.
And I,
and so we
you
can,
know, that
we,
reminds, go ahead.
Please, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Well, I was going to say that just what you were saying just reminds me of a scripture that lately has meant a lot to me. Just, you know, whether it's my own trial I'm going through or a friend or a loved one, we're praying, you know, for God's will, and we all have situations we're praying God's will in. And by faith, we know all things are possible. But for those,
yeah.
but for those trials that feel like a thorn in the flesh, or those trials that
mm-hmm.
don't seem to be going away, and there's a waiting time, and maybe we don't have the answers, but we still know God sees. I love 2 Corinthians 4:17, which says, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." And I think
yeah.
even if we feel that there's a heavy burden, in the perspective of heaven, our affliction is actually light, and the weight of glory that's being stored up, that's eternal, that is what's heavy. And that, I don't know, I loved that when I read that. And
yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. And it is absolutely beautiful. Now, why don't you share, if you want to share some things with the Radio Land, again, either from either one of the projects that you have also, if you will share with them, someone maybe listening that is inspiring to maybe pick up an instrument or just wanted to be inspired in the arena of music unto the Lord our God. If you'd like to just share whatever God have in your heart to share with them or anything else, information about your project would be great too as well. Whatever God is sharing with you that you would like to share with Radio Land, would you please do that for us?
Yeah. Well, I would just say, you know, if you want more information or you would like to purchase any music, if you go to my website, AngelaHuntMusic.com, I have various links on there. You can buy my music on iTunes or, you know, you can, I have even a couple songs on YouTube if you want to listen to them just for free before. But I would just say, too, you know, if you are a musician or you would like to be a musician, I just would encourage you that I just think there's so much power in the combination of the gospel in music. And when I say gospel music, I don't want to just you automatically think of a style, but just the power of the message of the gospel.
Yes.
With melody and harmony and instruments and rhythm, because God has a way of letting music go deep into all of our hearts. And what sometimes, you know, people can reject because they're tired of words, or they're tired of answers that seem cliche, or, you know, if somebody's going through something and somebody just even says, oh, trust God, you know, for some people, they don't want to hear that, even though they need to hear that. But when we can put that in a song, God has a way of just getting it to all the places that need to be healed inside of us. And I love also just the fact of knowing that I'm joining heaven when I praise and worship God in song, and that the angels are singing. And then that's something that we'll be doing forever. And I love that thought of on earth as it is in heaven. And so I just encourage you, if you love singing or desire to play an instrument, I just encourage you to practice, you know, get training, surround yourself with people who can teach you, and that you can grow in the gifts. And while you grow in your talent, that God will also help you grow in your character and put on the inside of you just his word and his truth. And then they will come out together, weaved together, and really bless people. And I just, you know, in general, just for all people listening, I really feel like just personally what God's been encouraging me with is, you know, no matter what you're going through, and many times it's our own reactions to events and things in life on the inside that nobody can see are sometimes the hardest to deal with. It's the thoughts that we should reject and cast down, casting down every argument, bringing every thought into captivity, making it obedient to Christ, you know, those fear thoughts or that the enemy wants to put in our minds, or just, you know, just human emotion. Human emotion, yeah. All those things can get in the way of really our calling or God's will for our life. And we can't afford to dwell on something at all if it's not lined up with what God wants. Yeah. And, you know, the Bible says to throw off everything that hinders. And I think of that scripture, which I think for so long, when I read it, I understood it, but I didn't really get it. But when it's in Galatians, when it says, I have been crucified with Christ, it is no longer I who live, but Christ. And also, you know, when Jesus in Matthew said, deny yourself and take up your cross. I always was like, well, I know that Jesus has died, and I know that, I mean, he wants me to deny myself, but the picturing myself carrying a cross just seems so heavy to me. Mm. And I thought, I have to bear this cross? But I thought you are. And but what God encouraged me with is we take up our cross every day so that we can really kill our flesh, what our earthly nature wants, because God does not want us to carry the weight of our earthly nature, the things that it desires and the things that it will listen to and really potentially be deceived. That is a heavy weight. And really, we take on the yoke of Jesus Christ the minute we crucify ourselves, you know, when I say that, crucify our flesh,
right,
and he lives. And we take on that easy yoke, and it is light, and he doesn't want us to carry something heavy that is not a burden that he's called us to bear. His yoke is light. It is rest. And we can take it on, and we can know that as I deny myself and as I just say, God, you're living, you're going to live in me, it's not what I want, but it's what you want, that his will is always the best place to be. And his will is going to be the place where I'm going to be, find the most joy and happiness, no matter what I'm going through. And I'm just encouraged that, you know what, even if I feel my emotions aren't aligning with what God wants me to do, I know that I have freedom when I cast those things down that do not, they're not obeying Christ. I cast those down. I throw them off. And I say, God, I no longer live but you. And that theme is what's inspiring new songs that I'm writing right now that I would love to record in the near future. But so that's what I would say is my encouragement is for people. Just don't grow weary in well-doing and keep pressing forward to the mark.
Good and wonderful, Angela. I tell you that this has just been really a blessing. I what you just shared was just so profound, how you brought out the power of the message of the gospel. We can never, and I want to encourage all of the artists out there that are listening, we can never step away from that. Then we lose our focus and purpose, because the power of that gospel to transform life and to heal and deliver. And then you also said that, you know, how God uses music to go down into the deep places and,
right,
and all the places in our life. I never heard of it just on that line before. And then finally, you said something that really just blessed me dearly, too. And then you get to join heaven while you're ministering in songs and things of singing unto the Lord. Wow. Never thought about it, that when we are engaged in our praise and worship, engaged in devotion, engaging into song, that we are literally joining in with heaven, singing and worshiping God and things.
Amen.
Even though we ascend there, we go there, but then it makes it even a greater and a more vast experience, because now we're joining heaven as well as we ascend up into his presence. And as our praise and worship team is bringing us in those places too, it's very profound. And so we have a few more minutes too that are on the line at this time for us here on air. I want to say I really greatly appreciate having you on our show on today. I thank God for the both of the projects that you've done and this last one that you completed, Prayer and Offering. I really love it. I enjoy it. It's very dear to my heart. And I'm going to ask, if you don't mind, if you would pray for Radio Land today, those that are listening on today, if you would pray. And then after the end of your prayer, or you can do this before, again, just share with them where they can go and find your project and your CD. How can they get that?
Mm-hmm.
As well as in contact with you, if they will be able to have you at their church, you will be a tremendous blessing unto them. Amen? And so again,
Amen.
I present unto you Angela Hunt.
Thank you. Well, I would just say that if you're interested in more information about how to contact me or my music, you can just go to my website, angelahuntmusic.com. Or if you're on Facebook, I have a public page that is also Angela Hunt Music, and you can contact me either of those places. And I just want to pray, dear Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you that you know each one of us intimately. You created us. You've called, God, us to you to accept your Son, to receive your Holy Spirit, God. And I just thank you that as believers, that your presence is wherever we go, that you are inside of us, that we carry you, God, that I carry you as you carry me. And I just thank you, God. I thank you for the power, the love, and the sound mind that you've given us as believers, God. Resurrection power, and yet power that's made perfect in my weakness. God, perfect love that casts out all fear. And yet, God, love that is strong, and yet love, God, that can just keep no record of wrongs, that you keep no record of our wrongs, but we can keep no record of anyone else's wrongs, God, and just the sound mind of Christ, God. And I just pray that daily, God, that we would, by your Holy Spirit, we would choose to walk in the Spirit, that we would choose to just put to death our earthly nature, God, and we would take on that easy yoke of Jesus Christ, and we would learn of him, and just be excited just about finding out about all that you have already done for us, God. And I just thank you for your goodness and mercy that follows us all the days of our life, God. And if anybody doesn't know you, I just say, God, that they would, in Jesus' name, just call on you right now. And I know, God, you will meet them, because we know if we call on the Lord Jesus, God, that we shall be saved. And so I just thank you, God, for all that you are, and that you are all that in us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Angela, for being on today. It was indeed a tremendous blessing having you with us on today. And I want to encourage everyone to go out and get your copy of Prayer and Offering. Amen. It's a live studio recording of voice and piano. And I tell you, it is such a beautiful, beautiful project. It just blesses me all the time each time I'm listening to it. And so go out and get it and join, take a look at her page. Go over to her Facebook page as well, too. You will be greatly, greatly blessed. But most of all, if you get an opportunity to have her at your church, you will be tremendously blessed by Angela Hunt Ministry and her music. Again, it's indeed a blessing and an honor to have her, have you here with me on today. I know God is going to tremendously, tremendously bless the work of your hand, even as you endeavor to do a new project. Every project that God has given to you, I know will be anointed and a blessing unto God's people. Again, children of God, it has been indeed a pleasure and an honor to have you with us here at our home Oktoberfest with our special guest, none other than Angela Hunt, all the way from Spokane, Washington, who is a songwriter as well as a singer, bringing eternal hope unto God's people. So when you get a chance, please stop by and see her webpage at angelahuntmusic, angelahuntmusic.com. And purchase that album, purchase that CD, you will be tremendously blessed. And so in closing on today, as I always would say, if you don't have it, God got it, and you are just one question away from your miracle, all you need to do is ask. It shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be open unto you. Until we meet again, I pray that God will bless you with a no-sorrow blessing. Until we meet again, go and tell somebody, meet us here at home every Tuesday or Thursday as we bring in you great, wonderful people of God as well as biblical lessons and principles that we will be teaching. You will be thoroughly, thoroughly blessed. If you have any questions or if you'd like to contact me, you can find me on Facebook at Helen Orme, or you can go to my webpage is drhelenorme.com or shekinahglorytabernacle.com, and you can find out more information about the ministry. You will be tremendously blessed, as well as the books and things that are there, and you will be greatly, greatly blessed. And so again, it is indeed an honor and a privilege to have this, you with us on today. I know you are going to be greatly blessed because God is sending a no-sorrow blessing to your house on today. And so until we meet again, may the blessings of the Lord make you rich and add no sorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye.